Play fake to Jennings. Manning to throw. Zips one off on the right. And that's Odell Beckham Jr. who makes his first career catch. Zips one left. Odell Beckham Jr. snatches it out of the air.
That's the explosive play that they're looking for.
You know, it's been since I was maybe 3 years old. You know, I've been playing. You know, my mom and my dad were both athletes. My mom was a 12-time All-American in track. And you know, my dad played football, and I just genetically inherited, you know, these abilities that I have, and this passion and this drive for the game is just something that, you know, all credit to them.
Falcons show blitz. They bring pressure. Manning back. He throws one left into the end zone. Jump ball. Touchdown, Giants. Odell Beckham Jr.
That's a heck of a play by Odell Beckham. Eli puts it high. He high points it and just out jumps the defender.
This is really the love of my life. Like, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing than this. So to be able to get to this level and have an opportunity to play is just, you know, an exciting feeling for me.
Odell Beckham Jr. joins us here in studio. First of all, thanks for a couple of minutes. How are you?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. How'd your mom do in the marathon? I know she ran the New York City Marathon last week.
She did all right. Her first marathon, she ran in 4 hours and 22 minutes. So she was pretty proud of herself, you know, for finishing the race. And I actually had the little app tracker. You could track and see how far they are. And she started at mile 18. She just started rolling. And I didn't know if I was even going to make it to see her finish. And, you know, I ended up getting there just in time to, you know, watch her as she's coming out.
That's a pretty awesome time.
It is.
Right? And her first New York City Marathon, huh?
Absolutely.
Now, is she going to, you think she'll do it again?
I definitely think she'll do it again. I think she'll be in more marathons now than we can imagine.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, you have a track background. You obviously, you talk about your parents, but you had a little bit of a setback in training camp, and your road to the field was, you know, staggered a little bit. Talk a little bit about the hamstring that you had to deal with. And being a track guy, you guys have more sensitivity to your hamstring injuries than most. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, as hard as it is, I try and put it behind me, but it was just such a hard process to go through when, you know, all you want to do is you want to get out here and, you know, you finally get to where you've always wanted to be in life, something you've been chasing for as long as I can remember. And you finally get here and you're set back with something like that. And then, you know, you start to question why is this happening now? And, you know, it was kind of just a moment in my life where I had to, you know, take another step back and draw closer to God and just know that, you know, he would never put you through anything you couldn't handle. So I know that it was all only a matter of time, and it was all a test, and you know that he was going to get me through it. And you just had to stay strong, you know, throughout the entire process of, you know, having to hear this, that, and the other. And it was just a whirlwind of emotions, just because I don't think people knew and understood fully how bad I wanted to be on the field.